Now, is there anything? Is there? Do you ever play? Have you ever played any other kind of outdoor games? Men used to play tossing things at stakes, other than horseshoes.
No, not at stakes. Back then, there wasn't nothing that I ever know that was played back way back on there with horseshoes at stakes.
Sure. Now, what was the male sheep called?
Buck or ram.
Okay. Was there a difference between a buck and a ram?
No, they're one of the same.
And did they use that word, those words, in front of women?
Yeah, they'd call them rams in front of women.
Not buck, though?
Not bucks.
Okay. And the female?
Yo, you.
Okay. Use both pronunciations, you and yo?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And the stuff on the sheep's back is called?
Wool.
Now let's talk a little bit about hogs. You mentioned hogs. What, you mentioned that a bull that had been trimmed.
Yeah.
What's another expression for that besides trimmed, you know?
Let's see.
Or is that the only word you use?
No, there's another word, trim. Some people call it altered.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, what do you call a hog that's been altered?
Barley.
All right, and a hog that hasn't been altered.
Boar. Or a male hog.
Okay, and they didn't like to use boar in the presence of women.
And male hog.
Okay, and what about a female?
Sow.
And what about before she's been bred?
Gilt.
Okay, and then when it's first born, it's called just a
pig.
And then a
shoat.
Okay. Well, how do you distinguish between a pig and a shoat?
Well, a pig, I have to get up about 35 pounds or something like that to call shoats in.
Mm-hmm. And you, and then when do they call hogs?
When they get up anything from 50 pounds on up, they're called hogs.
I see. So shoats are just shoats for a very short time.
Well, some people call a shoat. Well, maybe call him a shoat till he's 100 pounds, but they get in the hog line after they get. Yeah.
After they get. What about the bristle? The that's the word I was talking about. The things on the back of a hog's neck.
Well, now that bristle is more on a wild hog than they are a tame hog. No, hardly ever has bristles. Much stronger than one place and another on. But you take a wild hog, and he has stiff bristles on the back of his neck.
Were there many wild hogs around here?
They're not now. No, Now down here in Tellico Plains and around, they've got wild boar down there. And there's one gets back up in this part of the country once in a while. I've never seen one right in this section, but up around... There's one 2 or 3 years ago got up around Pigeon Forge. Mm. I didn't see it, but one of my friends seen it, and it got in a bunch of other hogs up there and cut them up pretty bad.
With those, he had those big
tushes.
Mm-hmm. What about the place where the hogs eat nowadays?
Well, they have feeders now, and we used to build troughs and feed slop and feed them in troughs and things, but you have feeders this day and time.
How did you build one of those?
Kind of in an angle, put two planks together, nail them in an angle, and put ends in them and feed the slop.
Or, how long might that be?
Well, if you've got several hogs, make them around 12 foot long and maybe have a half a dozen or a dozen. I know my daddy used to, he'd feed about 100 to 150 head of hogs. And fall of the year,